It's fair to say you've got puppy fever, right? You really want a puppy in your life?
Yeah.
Looking at pictures, videos of dogs all day.
Yes.
Imagining having a dog in the house.
Yes.
For the first time in 31 years, according to the American Kennel Club, we have a brand new most popular dog breed in America. It is no longer the Labrador Retriever.
Oh, really? Interesting.
Which drops to number two, French Bulldogs.
Yes.
Numero uno for 2022.
I love Frenchies. They're so cute with their little wrinkly face and their ears. Oh,
Labrador Retriever would be like Lassie, right?
No, that's a collie. That's a
a collie. All
yeah,
right.
Labrador Retriever's like Kale's drooly dog that you don't like.
Oh, dear God. Dog snotted all over my lap. Golden Retrievers coming number three. German Shepherds number four.
Oh, okay.
Now, I'm a little scared of them. I'm not going to lie. I think most people are. But having said that, I think that's great.
Yeah.
Because I know that once a German Shepherd gets to know you, it's the most loyal, loving
very
dog maybe
protective.
There is.
Yes. Very, very protective.
But I'm surprised because for a long time, I think people were afraid to have a German Shepherd. So now they're number four. Poodles come in number five.
Okay.
Bulldog number six. Rottweiler. Number seven, that's another kind of scary dog unless it knows you, right?
Again, all these dogs are just extremely intelligent, and so those breeds are easily trained. And that's why people use them for not only protection, but because they're very smart dogs, and they know what they're doing, and they follow commands. And you're right, they're loyal to a T, so I think that's why people like them.
I don't remember anybody having Rottweilers or German Shepherds when I was a kid. It seemed like everybody had the Lassie dog.
Or
the little mutt with the... You know, this little scrunch-up face.
Yes.
I don't remember anybody having these. Dachshunds is another.
Oh, those are cute.
German short-haired pointers round out the top 10. And beagles in there at number 8. Don't forget the beagles.
You love beagles.
I think they're very cute, but Snoopy. I know that they're hyper. So.
Yeah, well, all puppies are hyper. They're all crazy, but they're fun.
I'm trying to think of what other... Jack Daniels, isn't that one?
That's a drink.
Oh, Jack Russell. Jack Russell. I wish I had me some Jack Daniels right now. I'd kill that bottle real fast, let me tell you. Apparently, those that own French Bulldogs, number one on the list, say they aren't typically prone to barking, and they don't need as much exercise as larger dogs, meaning that if you live in an apartment or a smaller home, or if you know, you're out of the house a lot, they're somewhat self-sufficient as far as dogs go. They don't require as much attention as some of the other dogs.
Right. Well, those and the pugs, because they have those squishy noses, they can't breathe as easily, so they don't have to run around, which is why I love them so much, because they'll just lay in bed with me.
Yeah. Don't they say that you got to clean their jowls more often, though?
You do. You got to clean in between their wrinkles and stuff.
But you can do that in your sweatpants sitting on a couch. So.
Exactly.
That's better than having to... But you do have to walk them, right?
Well, of course you have to walk them, but they can't, they don't require as much exercise as some of those bigger dogs do.
So we just walk right outside the door, let them go, and then
scoop it
up,
and then
we're right back in.
That's exactly
So we're not going for a walk.
Correct.
We're going to stand outside for a few minutes.
Yes.
Yeah, that's a lot more doable. So I can understand how the French Bulldog is number one. That'd be your pick if we were to get a dog, which we're not, by the way. But if we were, you'd go French Bulldog?
Yes, that's the kind of dog I want. They're very cute. I'll take any dog, though, if I'm being honest, even the Jack Daniels.
How about a dog and some Jack Daniels?
I'll take it.
Good morning, America. Welcome to Tuesday, March the 21st, 2023. Just after 6 a.m. on 107.1, The Boss, 99.7. Your free Boss app on your Alexa. Robbie and Rochelle in the morning. Whole crew is here. We call it the big show on your radio, and we are ready to go today. Joe and I always greet each other like... It's 1924. And I say, good morning, my fine sir. And he says, good morning. How are you on this fine, fine day? And I said, I'm fine. He says, it's supposed to be a beautiful day. And then I said, don't worry. I've still got something to complain about.
And I said, good.
And I do. And I'm glad it's going to be a nice day because Rochelle and I have to go out today after we get done with the show. And listen, I just want to preface this by saying Monmouth Park is a fine venue. We love going out there. We've had a great time every time we've gone out there for one of their food truck festivals to watch the races. It's a great venue. They treat us right.
Wonderful place to go.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. And
the kids even loved it.
Grayson had a great time watching the ponies come out. It was a lot of fun. We brought him
loved
out.
It.
Okay, he liked the guy with the bugle, boop, 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 liked the whole thing. So it's fine. That's not my complaint. Also, I have no issue with the other... DJs that work in this building. That's not my issue. Mm-hmm. But they've asked us all to go out and to record a video that I guess is going to be on our socials to celebrate our partnership with them for their new season over at the park. And that's fine, but we have to go out there and film this commercial. And I guess the idea is that we're going to be throwing around a beach ball, and I just feel like a boob out there in front of the camera. And the other DJs here are much better at this sort of, we're all on the team. And me, I feel like an idiot, you know? So I just, I'm very stressed about having to be out there today.
Well, you probably should a little bit, because I'm sure you do look like a boob bouncing.
Right.
Yeah.
I know, it's like Battle of the Network Stars. What am I doing out there? I just hate everything about it. I feel stupid.
It'll be fine. Yeah. You'll be good. You'll be great at it. Are you kidding me?
Doesn't mean I can't do it. It just means I feel dumb doing it, and I wish there was a way for me. Like, can't I sit in a chair or something? Why do I have to throw a beach ball around? I'm going to look stupid. Rochelle will look cute. You know, she'll be like,
oh, she'll look great. Are you kidding me?
But I'll look ridiculous.
She looks great walking down the street. Are you kidding me? Aww, no matter what she does, she always looks great.
Aww, I know.
Joe.
I know.
You're so sweet.
That's a lot to live up to, but at least it's supposed to be a warm day out there. They also tell us, we get an email yesterday from the guy putting this on. He says, now, folks, we're going to have you go right out on the track, which I guess is kind of fun. But he said, make sure you wear some shoes and pants you don't really care about. Like, what do you mean, pants? What, are we going to roll around in the mud out there? Am I going to ride a pony? What's happening?
It's really kind of deep. You know, when you walk out on the track, it's not like walking on a hard surface at all.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's not like mud or anything, but did it rain? No. So,
no,
I mean, it's... It's not. It's a different kind of surface. It's you know. It's not like it's quicksand, but it's not. You know. Yeah, that's why.
No, wait a minute. I'm wearing sneakers today. Am I going to ruin my sneakers?
I'm bad.
Mm. Well, what was I supposed to wear? I mean, I don't own cowboy boots or anything.
You don't have any boots?
I got snow boots. Should I have worn those?
Well, considering it's a commercial about the summer, I don't know if you should be wearing snow boots.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I figured sneakers would be fine. I didn't want to wear my boat shoes, which is my...
Well, no. No.
Definitely my usual modus operandi. Yeah,
don't use the word. No boat shoes. No.
See, It'll be fine.
So I have a pair of boots that I wear every year when we go to that horse thing up in Far Hills. So that's what I would wear.
What, you mean like rancher boots?
Yeah.
Like Brooks and Dunn cowboy boots, that kind of thing?
Yeah.
But, so you have cowboy boots?
I can't picture you wearing cowboy boots.
Really?
Oh, come on, man. You got to listen.
He looks like Sam Elliott up on his horse there. I'm Joe Nolan. My question, you got diabetes like me? I got the Ozempic right here for you, big fella.
You got to go. You got to go all. You got to go all out, full Kevin Costner when you're out there at that thing.
Remember how I said I was going to feel stupid today? You must look a little goofy wearing a cowboy hat with boots.
People love it. I don't wear a cowboy hat, but I wear a.
Can you picture him in
don't
the hat?
Don't be ridiculous. but I do have a pair of boots, and I have a corduroy jacket that I wear. When I go there every year?
We should have Joe come out for this.
I'm sorry. I don't know why I'm laughing at him. I just can't picture him decked out like a cowboy.
It's awesome, man.
Oh, it's awesome, I'm sure. Well, God, this is...
It's going to be fine. You're going to be fine. Don't worry about it.
Is there a TJ Maxx or something nearby? Can I go buy a pair
across the street.
Maybe we need to go buy me a pair of boots just for the afternoon. Like an $18 clearance rack pair.
Yeah. That's what I would really seriously. You need something that's going to, because when you get out there, it's a different kind of surface. It's not, I'm kind of making it sound worse than it is, but it's not, because the horses, you know, they weigh tons and they're going down the track and they can't run, you know, they're going up and down. And it's got to be a softer, so yeah.
Yeah.
So it's in dirt.
Kind of shoes are you wearing?
Converse.
We're both screwed, I gotta tell.
And I don't have any socks on.
You don't have any socks on either.
Oh, that's bad.
Oh my God.
We did not dress appropriately.
This is gonna be a mess. I just want to reiterate again, they're very nice and I like going out to Monmouth Park. We've had some fun events there. It's just I'm just not one to be in the mud and, you know, to play with others. So
Again, it's off season, so it may not be, you know, it may not be all groomed and ready to, you know, they're not racing there now. I don't think they are, right?
No, that's what we're doing this video for, is the start of the new season.
I think we do better at like the Italian festival, the food truck festival, the wine festival.
You get a sausage sandwich and
right
beer.
That's more our speed.
Exactly.
Maybe I can talk to them, and I talked about this last year. I can be up in the booth. And while you guys are down there, I can be, and here down the thing they come, like that would be more me, you know? So maybe I can try and weasel my way out of not going out and into the track, because I really don't want to ruin my sneakers. Okay. We'll see.
I gave you another whole thing to complain
about.
Yeah,
that's great. Thanks, Joe. At least the weather's going to be nice today. Yeah,
the weather's going to be nice, yeah. They'll keep that track nice and dry for you. That's good. Because if it had rained, mud, then you got troubles. Then it's even worse.
Listen, Wilford Brimley, listen. You pull the reins back, cowboy. Right now, time for the CBB, the Community Bulletin Board. big week, a lot of events going on too. So if you are a local business, an organization, a venue, a community group, a charity, you got something good going on, let us know about it. We try and share them all right here every morning about 620, 835. Text it in with a link. All the info for us. Make it easy, okay? 732-774-4444 on our Facebook. Send a direct message or right on the website, which of course is 1071theboss.com, where you can always see a complete list of station events and community events. I just want to mention here, we had a technical glitch. We had a lot of people that were worked up about this, but it is all resolved now.
Yes.
If you were voting for the choir, the a cappella group, school music group, that's going to have a chance to be the opening act for Farner Loverboy, 1071 The Boss, presenting that show at PNC Bank Arts Center September 3rd. There's voting going on. They've submitted videos.
And yes.
I believe closes this weekend, so you get a couple more days to vote Friday. That's at 1071theboss.com. Click on the concert poster for Farner if you want to be a part of that. There was a, I guess they were locked out of voting or something for a couple hours. People were worried about that, but it's all resolved. The votes have been counted, okay?
Yes.
Just wanted to mention that. Michelle's going to be out with the Boss Roadies Thursday night, 5:30, Homedale Imaging, Women's Center, grand opening. Don't miss that. And then two Bruce ticket blitzes, tickets to go see Bruce and the E Street Band from our Boss Party Suite, also at the Pru, April 14th. Ticket blitz at the AT&T Wireless Experience in Hazlitt. That starts noon on Saturday. And then live at Bar A with the Springsteen on Sunday show starting at 8 a.m. Doors open Sunday morning with another chance to win. And, of course, Tom is out there playing all the Bruce tunes. Axelrod Contemporary Ballet Theater presents an 80s weekend celebration. That's going on April 1st and 2nd. The Axelrod Performing Arts Center in Deal. It's an evening featuring four world premieres celebrating the essence of modern dance with an 80s spin.
Fancy.
Tubular, dude. Tickets and info, axelrodartcenter.com. Doggy Sweets in Pure Village is hosting Dog Treat Egg Dyeing.
Oh, that's cute.
They bring by your German Shepherd or your French Bulldog, your big popular dog breeds. That goes on Sunday, 11 o'clock, so your pups can help you dye your dog treat cookies for them just in time for Easter.
Very
Each pup gets six treats. Doggy Sweets on Facebook for the details on that. And I-9 Sports doing their egg hunt. That goes on Sunday, 9 o'clock, the Park Avenue School in Freehold. It's a fun, free family egg hunt. I9Sports.com to register and for all the info. Again, that's this Sunday. A couple of things we thought you, yes, you needed to know this morning on your friendly neighborhood CBB, the Community Bulletin Board. Thank you for listening. I want to say congrats again to Cindy. Cindy picked up $100 cash this morning, and she's qualified for $5,000 in her hand. The free money is back here. 1071 The Boss. Two more chances to win up to $500 today and to qualify for the $5,000. Number one movie in the country, Shazam! Fury of the Gods, starring Zachary Levi. It's made about $65 million worldwide, which I guess is a little below expectations. Number two movie is Scream 6, Creed 3. In third place.
Interesting.
Also both below expectations, so we're waiting for the big blockbuster season.
Yeah, it's coming up, right?
The summer season, right?
Yeah. Yeah, coming up.
Now, when's the last time Amanda Bynes made a movie? She's trending this morning. Did you see this story?
This is crazy.
Now, she is known for Mean Girls, right? Is that what she's from? She's from one of those girl movies.
No, she wasn't in Mean Girls. So she was on like a lot of Nickelodeon shows. She was a teeny bopper shows, but she's been retired technically from acting since, I think, 2014 or so. But she was supposed to appear last weekend. They did a 90s con in Connecticut, which was a huge deal. There was a ton of
like a 90s Comic-Con
celebrities that came to do a 90s Comic-Con. And she was supposed to appear there and then did not.
Did not show up?
She did not show up.
I don't really know anything about her other than these tabloid stories, but TMZ has got the whole deal, and it's just like watching a car accident. She was spotted walking around Los Angeles on Sunday morning completely butt naked. They took her into custody, brought her to the hospital, said she was coming down from what is described as a psychotic episode. So they got her now in the psych ward for wandering around naked. She's apparently coherent now and says she doesn't know how it happened or how she got there.
Yeah.
That's a bad set of affairs when you're wandering around naked trying to flag a car down, who then called authorities. That's how the that's how they picked her up, brought her to the psychiatric hospital.
It's sad. She was under.
I mean, it really is sad. I don't mean to giggle
it's
about
sad,
it. Like, how does that happen?
She was under a conservatorship for a while, and then after and then after the whole Britney Spears thing happened, they decided to take her off of hers too because she's an adult, and I think she's like 37 years old. She's not a kid, and since then it's been one thing after another. She got the face tattoo, and
she has a face tattoo.
Oh yeah,
like a Mike Tyson deal.
I didn't
realize that.
I think it's like a, I want to say it's like a heart or something.
On her face?
It's on her cheek.
Oh, boy.
It's a weird... I just read this story yesterday because I saw it trending. And I remember her growing up. She was in that movie Easy A. She was in What a Girl Wants or something. And she had her own show on Nickelodeon called The Amanda Show.
Oh, all right.
For a while. And so she was going places, and then I don't know.
Who would have thunk that Lindsay Lohan and Paris Hilton had become moms? At the same time, you find yourself wandering around L.A. naked.
Yeah,
oh, good Lord,
that's tough. She's definitely got some stuff going on that needs to be addressed. So,
maybe I get me a face tattoo. What do you think? It'd be a new look for me.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I think people would just think you're also off your meds. That was not.
That's right.
I think people think that right now, to tell you the truth. You got a little smiley face right here.
Get you up in Bergen Pines.
Sure. Eating Kellogg's all day long. Well, get well, Amanda Bynes. Yeah. We don't really mean to make fun. Yeah. It's just a crazy story.
Fun.
This is a crazy story. Fun. Yeah. You're always poor welcome girl, to come here. Call us on up. We'll talk about it. I'll be happy to have you.
I'm sure that's the first thing the doctors in Los Angeles are saying. Yeah.
Get around with Robbie.
Put you on a plane. No, but I mean, she was a star there for a while.
Yeah, she was.
Very pretty girl.
In the early 2000s, she was doing a lot of stuff.
So. Yeah.
She's doing a lot of stuff now, it would seem.
Yeah.
Boy.
It's never a good day when you're found walking around L.A. naked.
No.
Nope. Before we get to mom confessions... A little listener email that has to do with kids. This is from Richard. He says, my wife wants to get our little girl's ears pierced. I'm totally against it. I acknowledge I've been overly protective since the day she was born.
Sure.
She's now 2 years old. I see no reason at all to have my poor, innocent baby girl, who has no say in the matter, have her ears pierced. My wife says, I just don't understand. It's a girl thing. Everybody does it. Rochelle will get it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm afraid I'm going to just come home one day and find her with the piercings, and pretty soon we'll get the belly button and the rest of it.
Oh, come on.
Can you please ask everybody listening to the show if this is really something most moms do? And if Rochelle says it is, I'll believe her.
What?
By the way, my wife doesn't mind that we talk about her on the air. She said, I'm going to get a rude awakening. Go ahead and email them. Thanks. Enjoy the show every single day. That's Richard. He didn't say where he's from, but well, appreciate you listening, Richard.
Yeah.
And I have to imagine that Rochelle is going to agree with you because you got Lola earrings when she got her ears pierced when she was a little baby, and then they closed back up, and then she just got them pierced not that long ago.
Yeah, I did. I took her because I was taken when I was little. My mom had my ears pierced when I was about 6 months old, so I did the same thing with Lola. But I was also extremely protective, and I couldn't go with her to do it, so I had my friend Jessica, who's a nurse, take her, and she
not held, a bad idea.
She held her, and she and
now wait a minute. This is most recently, or when she was
no,
a little
when
baby?
She was a little baby.
Okay.
I want to say she was about 4 months old when she had them done, and she had them done, and they were fine, and she didn't even cry. Honestly, I mean, it doesn't. Here's the thing. I get it. You feel like you're hurting them, but it doesn't hurt.
But beyond that, what really does a little baby need diamond studs for? They don't.
They don't.
So I don't disagree with
you. They don't, but they do say that when they get them done early like that, they're not going to mess with them. There's less chance of an infection as they get older because they'll be completely healed by the time they're 2-3 years old.
That's what they say about the people who do the snip snip to their, you know, they get the circumcision business. They do it when they're a baby. They won't know any better.
It's not much.
You don't want to do it at 30.
It's not much different than that, I would say. But, I think you guys have to agree on that. He can't say that. He doesn't want them done, and she just takes the baby behind his back. I don't think that's right either.
No.
But, do I think that they're hurting their daughter by getting them done? No.
I don't think it's a gateway to nipple rings either.
No,
so.
Just because I let Lola get her ears pierced doesn't mean that I would let her get her belly button or anything else pierced. I think it is a little different. Lola also didn't have hair until she was like 4.
So, what difference does that make?
Well, I just...
You got to have a little something going on in your head, right?
Everyone was like, what a cute little boy. I'm like, it's a girl. She's in pink.
Get her some diamond studs. Take care of the bald issue.
I see nothing wrong with it personally, but you guys have to decide that together. I can't.
You had the little nose stud at one point too, didn't you?
Yeah,
that was before I knew you, but I know you had it.
I had my nose pierced 3 different times, thrice times, because it kept closing up and getting infected, and I finally said, forget it. But I did like that.
I'll say this. I haven't had the piercing, but luckily I don't remember the other part of what we were just discussing. As far as I know,
wow.
It's a repressed memory, maybe. Thank you, Richard. It's a good thought. All right, let's get into this. Thought this was kind of a good lead in here, checking the mailbag that came in this morning. The hashtag mom
confessions.
Every morning we hear from moms. There's a bit of the dad perspective. Now we're going to hear from some moms who send these in. We search that hashtag and they tell us what's going on with their day. And I can't tell you how often we hear from moms say they got kids that they listen in the car. And I go, what the hell are you doing letting your kid listen to this radio show? We met a bunch of them the other day. We were out. I was like, this is not, we don't pretend or claim to be a family friendly show per se. Not that we're.
Have you seen the stuff that's on TV? Come on. We're fine. Or moms on TikTok.
Who share just like this every morning, 7:20 and 9:20.
Post-it Rose said, when people ask me if my twins are natural, I say, no, they're robots.
Whether your twins are natural.
I think that's something that people say when you have multiples. Like, did you have IVF?
Or I see.
That's rude. Don't ask somebody.
Last time I asked twins if they were natural, I got slapped in the face.
Yeah, as you should.
And thrown out.
As you
should. But that's a different story for a different time.
Uh-huh. Daphne Loves Wine said, I love my in-laws, but sometimes it's hard with a language barrier. Like yesterday, they said they were taking the kids all day. And I thought that meant they were taking the kids all day.
What do they mean? They're taking the kids all day?
I'm guessing they brought them back early and she thought that they were going to be gone all day.
There's a language barrier?
I guess, yeah.
Making fun of your in-laws' accents? Man, that's how low can you go?
Well, it is in-laws.
I'm just resisting the urge to try and do the accent and imagine how that might go.
Yes, please don't do that. Yeah. Capricorn KJ89 said, I was driving the other day and heard my daughter whisper, Mom, he's staring at you. So very alarmed, I looked at the car next to me. It was a dog. A dog was staring at me.
Hello, Rover. Hashtag mom. Confessions. Every morning, 7:20 and 9:20. Send one in. We share them right here. I'm not sure why, but I feel overwhelmed with the sheer volume of stories we get about food, drink, and beverage. It just seems like we're always doing the food file because there's just so much coming at you every single week. I'd say about half the news is food.
Yeah, well, everyone, it's one of those things that everyone can agree upon.
It's like
right? Inflation,
Trump, Bitcoin, Twitter, food. That's all. That's the news.
That's in the news.
You know, they have that food pyramid. Those are your basic food groups as far as news consumption goes.
Well, everyone has to eat, so it's a very important topic.
I guess so. All right, let me hit the button. Food file. Excellent. It's food file. Inflation. Elon Musk.
It's very expensive.
These are stories trending about food and beverage. Frank's Red Hot has a new dill pickle hot sauce, a hot sauce they say evokes the flavor and heat by infusing the dilly and tangy components that pickle fanatics will love.
The dilly?
Is this a thing?
I like that.
Well, dilly is
no,
in.
I understand. No,
what's the dilly?
I know. I got it.
I was going to say, is there such a thing as a pickle fanatic? There are people that are obsessed with pickles.
How many jars of pickles do we have in our refrigerator?
Like four?
Exactly. I love pickles, so I do understand.
But we never eat them. They just go in the back of the fridge and no one ever eats them.
No, I eat them.
Well, then what the hell do we have four jars full?
Because there's different kinds. There's the Spears. I have the sweet ones. I have the little tiny cocktail ones. I love pickles.
I just assumed that we were buying them and then nobody was eating them and we were wasting them.
I eat them and replenish. No, but I think this is a good idea because when you eat something spicy like Frank's Red Hot, you like the pickles on there to cool it off. I think it's a good idea.
Sure.
I really don't hate this. Usually I don't like when the companies come up with these weird food combinations, but this one sounds all right.
I guess I can certify that we have found a pickle fanatic.
Yes.
Coors Light has announced they're releasing limited edition beer flavored popsicles. They're non-alcoholic. Don't get excited. They're available online and at more than 800 bars to coincide with the basketball season, the March Madness going on right now.
Okay.
Now, what about basketball season leads people to say, you know what I'd like mine is a beer-flavored popsicle minus the alcohol. Yeah. Now, if they were alcoholic,
then I'd be like,
that's kind of fun. Yeah, it's like an ice-cold beer pop. Mm-hmm. I guess that's all right.
I would rather just put my can of beer in the freezer for a little bit and pour it, and it's like a slushy. I don't need the popsicle. That's
I'd like
gross.
To see some bros bang these things on their foreheads trying to... You know, like you do with the beer can?
Popsicles?
Yeah. Just break a box of popsicles, cardboard on their head.
There you go.
Well, Buffalo Wild Wings facing a lawsuit from a Chicago man. He's suing him because he says their boneless wings are made of breast meat. That'd make them more like chicken nuggets. Huh. The company doesn't deny it, but they downplayed the lawsuit, putting on a statement saying, it's true, our boneless wings are all white meat chicken or hamburgers contain no ham. Our buffalo wings are 0% buffalo. So it sounds like they're trolling him a little bit here.
Yeah. Well, it's not a nugget. Those are different.
Chicken. What is a chicken nugget made of? What part of the chicken is that from?
Well, the chicken nugget is usually a bunch of different parts kind of ground together and then smushed
tightly. Are you sure about that?
And then breaded and I mean, I think so. I think that's, it's not like a...
Is it the wing or anything?
Because like a tender looks, when you bite into it, looks different than a, like a dino nuggy. They just look different.
Well, yes, I understand that. Because I imagine they put them in a little, make the shape of the dinosaur,
that's
right?
That's what I'm saying. That's more like...
Isn't it like, don't they do the same thing to the chicken that you do when you're making cookies that are in different shapes? Isn't that how that works?
No, I think it's...
Well, how like, the hell do they get it in dinosaur
again,
shape?
Again, I think it's like if you take ground chicken meat.
Yeah, because you put it in a little shape thing and then you put it in the oven, right?
But a tender is different because it's just a cut of the meat.
So if the boneless wings are made of breast meat, according to this guy's...
But I'm not saying it isn't different. I'm saying if you take a chicken breast and you put it in a grinder and you grind it up, right? So you have like hamburger meat, but it's your chicken. Then you can mold it like a meatball, okay? Let's Italianize this for you. It's like a meatball. If you just have a chicken tender, that's just the breast breaded and fried.
Yeah.
They don't shape it. It is different.
But then what does he expect a boneless wing to be?
They're like, what are you talking about, man? It's
totally
different.
Well, he's claiming that it's false advertising. I'm not sure what else it could possibly be.
He's not going to win either way.
I guess not. He'd be better off with the dino nuggets. I guess.
You can't go wrong with dino nuggies.
He's a grown man sitting on the couch eating the dino nuggies. He might be a lot happier. I don't know anything we just said. None of that made any sense to me at all.
Okay.
You're going to like this. Kraft has said they're delivering ready-to-eat Lunchables directly to students' school cafeterias. They'll be rolling out Lunchables in schools. Mm. Company said it's also testing the addition of packaged Lunchable fruits for sale in store later this year. So it's a big year if you're a fan of the Lunchables.
Interesting.
I know you used to bring these to school all the time.
Oh, yeah. It's the OG charcuterie board. That's what it is.
It's nice to have it right there at the school cafeteria. You don't have to bring it yourself.
That's nice. You can buy them at school because you never used to be able to bring them, but they're terrible for you.
Now, hang on a second. When you go to the school cafeteria, do you have to buy them or do they just give them to you?
Well, I'm assuming when you go to the cafeteria, you have to buy your lunch. You're not just going to hand them out.
I thought they provided a meal for the kids.
I don't think so. Unless you have like...
See, where I went to school, lunch was included.
Well, because your parents paid a lot of money for you to go.
I didn't realize that you had to pay for your own lunch.
Yes, you have to pay for your own lunch. It's just not like part of the program.
I just assumed my taxpayer dollars were going toward a little meal.
Nope. They got to pay $2.
What if the kid forgets his money? How's he
going to
have lunch?
Well, if they forget, usually they'll give them a sandwich or something. But the
kids... Do you get the free box of Lunchables?
I don't know if it's free.
I mean, I learn a lot about what I don't know here on this show every single day. I just assumed that was part of the deal when you go to school.
I mean, when you go to a bougie Harry Potter school like you did, it's included, but not in a normal school.
A Harry Potter school. That's right. I got a magic wand upon graduation. Well, some people are upset with Taco Bell. They announced that the fan favorite Quesarito, you ever had one of these?
I haven't, but I have seen them on the menu.
What is a Quesarito? Like a burrito?
It is, but it's like with the quesadilla cheese that's in it, too, it's kind of layered.
He said it's leaving the menu next month. Mm. Fans not happy. There's hashtag save the Quesarito. We need to organize or discontinuing the Quesarito. Taco Bell is ruining my day. My heart is shattered. People very upset about this.
Yeah.
Spokesman for Taco Bell says while they do expect the change to still occur, they are considering other options. What are the other options? You're either going to have it on the menu or not.
They do this all the time. They discontinue the items, and then people are outraged, and they bring them back just like the Mexican pizza. It takes time.
Do you think this is like a ploy just to get you?
I think it's a marketing ploy. They get rid of stuff. I heard they were bringing the volcano stuff back. Whatever. Just eat your tacos and shut up.
If a menu item at Taco Bell is this important to your day, you need to revalue, reprioritize.
Reevaluate your life.
What's going on in your life and how you got here.
Yeah.
Because it's just not that big a deal, okay? And finally here in the food file, Outback Steakhouse says they're celebrating their 35th anniversary. The customers can order a throwback boomerang menu item featuring seven popular items that go back to their first menu in 1988. They include a walkabout soup, Aussie twisted ribs, the wedge salad, Toowoomba pasta, and cinnamon oblivion dessert.
Wow. I didn't realize Outback had been around that long.
Yeah. I don't know about you, but you were going to a chain place and had a wedge salad. It tastes like it was made in 1988. It's been sitting there all this time.
Yeah.
Well, happy anniversary to them. Food file, excellent. It's food file. Yum. I was talking yesterday, a little follow-up, about Zapala's for St. Joseph's Day on Sunday, and I mentioned that we get some. They were very good.
Mm-hmm.
It was unexpected that they had green food coloring coconut flakes.
Yes.
On top of because I'm used to a little cream or maybe a little of the custard on top and a little swirl with a cherry, and maybe they get the green and the red cherry.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe, depending on the place. So I was a little put off by the coconut with the green food coloring, but we got a note with somebody saying that it's very traditional Is it Brooklyn does this, the bakeries in Brooklyn?
Yeah, Linda texted in. She lives in Freehold now, but she's from Brooklyn. She says, in Brooklyn, this is the old school way of doing it.
And I have no doubt, because the place we went was an old traditional place.
Yes.
I just had never seen that before, so I was surprised. It was not my expectation, because I happen to like the cherry on top. Doesn't mean it wasn't very good.
Yeah.
But I guess, I was getting the old school Zapala, so.
I thought it was delicious. I still have.
It was delicious.
I still have half in the fridge, and I'm really looking forward to it when I get home.
Listen, I don't want to be whacked in the parking lot. I'm not saying it wasn't delicious. I'm just saying it was different than what I was expecting. So.
That's okay.
But it was good.
It was very good. I'll buy you a whole jar of maraschino cherries if you want them. We just pop them on any Zapala you like.
I like those maraschino cherries.
Really?
I know that everybody likes the cherries. I like them.
They hurt my stomach.
Oh, they're good. They're sweet. All right, time for Robbie and Rochelle's Fast Five. And thank you, Linda, for that note. You can contact us anytime, 732-774-4444, or on a Facebook machine, or get us wherever you get your podcasts, or find us, Robbie and Rochelle, on the morning page, 1071theboss.com. Number five, we'll start at number five countdown. We had such fun last time we did a cheerleader story about the girl that was on a cheer team all by herself.
Yes.
I thought I'd give you another cheerleader story. It's trending. She is a student for Florida A&M University named Nalia Clarington, and she's gone viral for just how aggressively she trash-talks everybody, from the other players to the ref, the opposing coach. Here she is in action.
You don't gotta take that, ref. You don't gotta take that. If I was you, I wouldn't let him talk to me like that. 33 ain't made a shot all game.
I want that girl walking around with me.
She's sassy.
Every time I got a problem with somebody, I just let her take over.
I like it.
You did not just cut him off in traffic. You did not. You did not. You're a small little man with a small little peenie. Oh. I need Nalia walking around with me. She'd be my hype woman. I like that. Number four, over the weekend in Milwaukee, 32-year-old man thought he'd steal an Amazon delivery truck. And who doesn't love audio of a great police chase? So here you go.
This guy is driving whacked.
Looks like
he's trapped in the VP parking lot.
Be on driver in custody, and it was taken with keys.
There's a little mashup. No. We edited down the audio of the police chasing him. They spotted him shortly after he stole the truck. He drove over a median, crashed into the fence side of a gas station, and that's where he got stuck, and they were able to apprehend him. Still no word exactly why he thought to steal an Amazon delivery truck.
I know exactly why he'd steal an Amazon
why
delivery
would that
truck.
Be?
Because it's filled with Amazon deliveries.
He didn't steal anything. He just took off
with
the truck.
Well, because he didn't get away.
Oh, well, that's...
He's got to get away, and then he starts opening the packages.
Yeah, I don't have the criminal mind that you do, but once you... Once you explain it out that way, then that does make some sense.
It's full of goodies in there.
I just, it'd be fun to drive that truck with the big wheel. You know? Well, this has nothing to do with anything, but I think I said this to you the other day. Whoever came up with that little smiley face logo for Amazon, boy, is that guy rich.
Big bucks.
Man, does that guy have a big pool out back.
Big bucks.
He's got a tennis court at the house.
Mm-hmm.
Number three, here's a list of the highest grossing comedies at the domestic box office of all time. I think you'll be surprised by this. Now, these are not the movies that have made the most money. These are just the comedies that have made the most money in the good old United States of America.
Oh, okay.
Because, like, for example, Avatar was the number one movie of 2022, but not if you just count America.
Right.
Top Gun was the biggest grossing movie in America, just saying.
Uh-huh.
Minions, The Rise of Gru from just last year, is now the highest grossing comedy at the domestic box office of all time. Home Alone, still at number two.
Wow.
It was number one until this past year with the Gru movie. And Meet the Fockers, the Robert De Niro movie, comes in number three.
Oh, okay. Very funny. I wouldn't have expected that, if I'm being honest.
Yeah.
It was just all right.
Some real classics in the top 10. Ghostbusters, Beverly Hills Cop, all in the top 10.
I'm up here, you morons. Come and get me.
Yeah, I think those would have beat out Meet the Fockers, but that's just me.
No. And again, just the domestic box office. You go to France and say, oh, we don't meet no f***ers. You know? Fuckers to meet. Let's meet the Fockers. Like Columbo, Peter Falk. Oh, here.
Hey.
Fockers.
Fockers.
Bonus story for you. The cast of Ted Lasso, that's Jason Sudeikis, the rest of the cast, were at the White House yesterday. Did you see the pictures of this? Discussing mental health with the president.
Oh, wow.
He teased the meeting by posting a photo of the Believe poster, which I guess is from the TV show.
Oh, okay.
Over the Oval Office doorway. I've never seen this show, but this is like Star Wars. The people that love this show love this show, I guess.
It does look really good, but I have yet to watch it. But you're right. Every single person who, they're like, oh, you haven't watched Ted Lasso? I'm like, no, I haven't.
I feel like they're trying a little bit hard. You know, they have Camila Cabello and all these teen people going in there. Like, how do we make Biden look not so old? What's the hottest show on TV? Let's get Ted Lasso in there.
I don't think putting him next to Shawn Mendes or Camila Cabello or whatever is going to make him look younger. It's going to make him look older.
Well, I think you're trying to show the young kids that he's in touch. He knows who these people are. But
but he doesn't even know their name.
Like, hey, you're on that tic-tac-toe app.
Right.
It's fun. And what's your name? Ted Kaczynski. About the Unabomber. Cool, man.
Aww.
I'm down with that. Number two, Courtney Love has attacked the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Good. She and Chrissy Hynde of the Pretenders have called the hall total BS, absolutely nothing to do with rock and roll. Both of them have an issue with the underrepresentation of women. Couple of things here.
Okay.
I agree. The hall is a joke.
Yeah.
And it's not the people that run. It's the guy that founded the place.
Sure.
This is that Jan Wenner, who I've talked about before.
Yes.
From Rolling Stone magazine. He's the problem.
Uh-huh.
He's the one that stands in the way, and the board of director, all these pompous people that are more interested in saluting their friends than actually
sure.
who should be in the Rock and Roll
sure.
Hall of Fame. Having said that, though, I don't like the idea that you're just going to admit people, oh, we don't have enough women, let's just pick some.
Yeah,
that's not the
not
way
right.
to do it either.
No, it's not.
You know,
I agree with that. That's not the way to do it. I think they should all be fan votes, personally. I think we're the ones who pay for the music. We should get to vote who goes in there for all of them, not just one of them.
Well, I think there should be a fan vote. I hear what you're saying, you know, so I think
but
the fans should have
a say.
But why
is this left up to a board of 10 people?
Well, because they are professional, because the average guy is not a professional.
I don't know. But the average guy is the one who listens to the music.
That's why you look at the sales. You see who sold the most records, who's had the most hits. That's why I think, and I know it sounds silly, but I think like Chubby Checker, the twist guy, should be in there. It's
yeah.
the best-selling record of all time.
No, I agree.
Why is he
you.
Not in there? You know?
I don't know. But that's why I'm saying it's hard to leave it up to a board of 10 people, because yeah. they're probably getting paid off or going to a party, and then they're like, oh yeah, we'll get you in.
Believe me, I know, because I am not in the Rhode Island Radio Hall of Fame, my hometown. I'm well aware. These people are my friends.
Uh-huh.
With friends like those,
uh-huh.
you're in the living room doing the twist all by yourself. Bonus story for you. Yesterday was the first day of spring. It is America's favorite season, according to a recent poll by Reader's Digest.
Really?
I would have thought summer was number one, but apparently it's spring.
I don't know. It's just allergies. That's all I think of with spring is sneezing and the flowers.
Yeah, we'll tell you what, it's Zyrtec's favorite season, that's
exactly.
for sure.
Exactly.
Claritin D, big fans of spring.
All day.
$49.99 for a little pack of five. And number one, most adults under the age of 40 say they don't have a handle on adulting. You heard of this thing, this adulting that everybody
yes.
talks about? I got to be honest with you. I don't think this has anything to do with your age. These are just life skills that I don't think most people have picked up. I certainly, 48% say they can't change a tire. I couldn't do that. 32% say they wouldn't know how to change a diaper. I have no idea how to do that.
You can't change a tire or a diaper?
No. 22% say they wouldn't know how to file their own taxes.
I've done all of these.
I guess you get TurboTax, it's got a big button that says submit.
Yeah, it's pretty hard to mess up, honestly.
I don't know how to change a tire. I don't know how to change a diaper. No one's ever taught me any of those. So
you're
I don't
not
think,
adulting well, is what you're saying.
I don't know if it's adulting. It's just I haven't necessarily picked up that skill. You know?
I don't know. I guess I'm doing the adulting thing. I got it down.
Well, where did you learn how to change a tire? Were you working in a
my
garage?
Dad. My dad. I wasn't allowed to drive until I knew how to change a tire and how to charge my battery in case it died. Like, I literally was not allowed to drive my car because I didn't have a cell phone. So if I got stranded, I would have been screwed.
Well, that's what payphones are for. You gotta
I got to walk to a payphone.
Well,
what if I'm on the freeway?
I
got to know
true,
how
yeah.
to change my tire, and I got to know how to charge my battery.
So I was always under the impression that successful adulting would be having a driver, you know? I'd have a chauffeur of some kind. I never expected that I would ever learn to have to do these things
sure.
myself. So
sure.
Just been a grand series of disappointments. Tuesday, world-famous celebrity birthday file. Speaking of disappointments, Kevin Federline. He's the former Mr. Britney Spears, 45 today. Matthew Broderick, 61. He shares a birthday, born on the very same day as Rosie O'Donnell.
Oh.
I'll let you figure out who looks better between the two of them. Slim Jim Phantom, the drummer from the Stray Cats, if you remember that band, he's 62. Very talented actor Gary Oldman, 65 today. Timothy Dalton is also National Common Courtesy Day.
Oh, that's nice.
As in, if I blow a tire, you see me on the side of the road, why don't you have the courtesy to pull over and change it for me? Because that's the expectation I have. Also, the first rock and roll concert held this date, 1952, the Moondog Coronation Bowl in Cleveland. That's why the aforementioned Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is in Cleveland, Ohio.
Ah.
For the record, I'm also not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, so there is no Hall of Fame with me in it. Many Hall of Fames exist. I'm in zero. Zero of them.
None of them. That's been haunting me, by the way.
Yeah.
We talked about this.
Ditto here. None.
No, that can't be true. You must be in something. You must have gotten some award over the years.
Nothing. No Hall of Fames.
You've never gotten an award for best metro traffic reporter or something like that?
Yeah. But that's not a Hall of Fame.
No, it's not a Hall of Fame. And I was going to say, it's been haunting me since we talked about this. My hometown does a Hall of Fame, and I know everybody on it. And a lot of the people are also the people Joe knows. And I said, I think they hate me. And Joe goes, wait, who's on the board? Yeah, they probably do hate you because they certainly know you.
They all hate you.
It's not like you don't know the people who should be voting you in, so they must hate you.
Right.
It's been bothering me since you said that.
You know, you should, go back. We're going back to this tire thing.
Yeah.
I'm actually going to defend you. You're not the only person in the world that doesn't know how to change a tire. There's a lot of guys. I was really actually surprised. A bunch of my friends, guys I know who are now my age, and they're, no idea how to change a tire. So how could you not know how to change a tire? But it's a lot more common than I think people realize.
Is this,
If I had had a girl, I would have made sure that she knew how to change a tire.
Yeah.
I was going to say,
Both of your kids do.
Did your dad teach you like Rochelle's dad?
Absolutely.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, then that must
we were driving down the road one day, and my father, he was great. I loved him. But, he had a different type of parenting. One day we're driving down the road, and the tire went bad, and he said, get out there, change the tire. And I said, how do you do that? It's on the, it'll show you in the trunk. It's all written down. Uh-huh. I said, all right, bup, put it up, da da da, bada boom, I'm done. And he said, good, now you know how to do it. And, that's the way he was. You know, he totally believed in doing things hands on yourself first time.
You ready for this? All right, I think I have an idea. If I had to, if my life, if my gun was to someone's head, I think what you would do is you get a wrench and you take the bolts out, and then that would release the current tire that's flat.
We got to jack the car up first.
And I
have to tell you, the first time I ever did that by myself after learning how to do it, I bent the frame of the car. There is a right and a wrong way to jack the car
Definitely is, yes. There's little spots that lift
I
here.
Learned
yes.
that the very hard way.
Are there really instructions in the trunk when you go and get the donut to tell you how to do it? I didn't know that.
It's on the jack. Yeah. Usually most cars have a little, it's just like this little two-piece small jack that you put under the side where the tire is, and but you got to jack up the tire first before you can take it off.
But I also don't know how to change a diaper. I've never done it before. I mean, I guess I can figure it out, but, I've never done it.
It's not really hard to do, but
it's not pleasant. Like, it's not something you want to do.
Can't be any worse than the business I got going on, so I'm sure I can figure it out.
we were last Thanksgiving, I don't even know how it came up, but we were sitting around having Thanksgiving dinner with all Marianne's kids, and she had five of them on her own, and then she's watched, dozens and dozens and dozens of babies over the years.
Sure.
And we were trying to figure out how many diapers she changed over the years.
Gotta be hundreds and hundreds and hundreds, right?
Tens of thousands?
Yeah.
Tens of thousands?
Well, but newborn.
Three times a day, four kids, 16 years?
All right. Newborns, you got to change every couple hours because they're just always,
four times a day.
And when she finally retires, you'll have to do it for Joe because he'll be up that age.
Exactly. It'll about be that age.
Let's go, big fella. Turn over.
Oh, that's a horrible thought.
Isn't it, though?
Oh, man.
Isn't it, though?
That's pretty funny, though, and ironic.
107.1 The Boss. $5,000 in your hand.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Just fine. Thank you very much. What's your name?
Cindy.
Nice to meet you. Yes. You're calling number 10. You're going to play for some free money. How about that?
Sounds great. Thank you.
We're so excited to get this thing fired up again, our free money machine. So we're going to see how much we get out of the money machine for you this time around. I will tell you, you were already qualified for $5,000. Someone's going to get $5,000 in their hand at the end of this whole thing. I hope it's you, Cindy.
Oh, great. I wish it is, too. Thank you.
You're welcome. And inside this morning, it's a crisp, fresh $100 bill. Nice going.
Oh, great. Thank you so much.
You're welcome so much. You enjoy the hundo, and we hope you win the $5,000. Where are you calling us from this morning, Cindy?
Wall Township.
Beautiful. Tell them who is Wall's free money radio station.
107.1 The Boss.
Oh, boy, that felt good. I meant to hit the sound effect there. I played our jingle instead. Sorry about that.
I kind of thought you meant it, too.
Where is that coming from? So nice going, Cindy and Wall. $100 this morning. Jersey's free money radio station. Congrats again to Cindy Jost from Wall. I just said to her, everybody mentioned that kid from Saturday Night Live. And she said, who? It's a guy, Colin Jost. Does the weekend update. And he's married to Scarlett Johansson, the actress.
Yeah.
And a matter of fact, I think he's got a show coming up at the Basie in a few weeks.
Oh, really?
He's
a stand-up comedian?
He's a writer, comedy writer, does his stand-up stuff. And so I said, you must get that old time show. No, I never heard of him. So
didn't he also buy a boat? In New York with...
He bought an old Staten Island ferry boat.
Yeah.
And they're apparently turning it into a nightclub because they're going to permanently dock
The boat. That's that Pete Davidson kid.
Right.
Who was he married to Kim Kardashian?
No, they just dated. But he's dated every, like, gorgeous starlet in Hollywood. I don't know how. I mean, not that he's, like, bad looking, but he's also not,
he's not a
George Clooney.
He's not a great looking guy. He's got that bleach blonde hair and a big eyeball, so.
He's got a good personality, I guess. I don't know.
Cindy Jost, not related to Colin Jost from the TV show. But she's in Wall. She got $100 this morning. She qualified for the $5,000, so. Congratulations, Cindy. She said she texted in before also?
Yes, when we were having this debate over Christmas about me getting my nails done.
Oh, that's right.
You did not like that I had red nail polish on. Yeah. And she sent me a photo of her nails, and they were very pretty. And I like the designs. And I told her I've since stopped getting my nails done because you gave me so much grief.
No, hang on a second. You didn't just have red nails. You had nails with the designs on it. You had, like, snowmen on your nails.
No, I had stripes. I had a stripe on there. It wasn't ridiculous. It wasn't like I had little beads hanging off my fingers or something. I had candy cane stripes on there.
I'm sorry, I'm such a pain. And she goes, yeah. Congratulations, Cindy.
Yeah.
Is Joe here yet?
No.
All right, I'm doing the traffic.
107.1 The Boss.
Jersey Shore traffic and weather.
Together.
Isn't it traffic time or is he?
I don't know.
He's big time and be doing his TV thing.
Right. You're going to do the traffic?
No, I don't have any traffic information.
There's traffic on behind you. What's he saying?
There he is. What are you doing? What are you doing over there?
Nothing. Just sitting around.
No. I was waiting for you. I couldn't find you.
Oh, sorry.
That's all right. We're just discussing how our winner may or may not be related to Colin Jost, the guy from Saturday Night Live, because her last name is Jost. So you missed some riveting discussion here.
Yeah. No, it sounds it.
Okay. I'm having a day already, clearly.
Why? What happened already?
It's fine. Just having a day already.
You worried about working on the dirt, walking on the dirt at
Monmouth
Park?
Well, yeah, sure. That's part of it. Yeah.
He's just crabby, Joe.
Just one of those days.
Yeah.
Just what happens.
Yeah, but
I'm hoping it's a nice drive for people out there this morning.
It's He Said, She Said, with Robbie and Rochelle.
Usually, Rochelle will run by what we're going to do a couple of minutes before we do it, but I have a feeling today she decided to do this to try and improve my mental headspace. As both Rochelle and Joe know, I'm not exactly Mr. Happy-Go-Lucky, but I'm having a particularly cranky day today, and I admit that, okay? So Rochelle came up with this, and I'm all for it. I think this will be fun, and Joe, I want to get your opinion on this. What is your go-to happy song? The song that no matter what is going on, maybe you're having kind of a poop day like I'm feeling this morning, where it's just nothing feels like it's going your way, right? You know, you spill your coffee on your pants first thing, that kind of a day.
Mm-hmm.
You hear this song, you go, oh, yeah. That doesn't have to be a famous song.
Yeah.
Maybe it's a song you remember from childhood. Whatever the deal, it's your go-to happy song. You have one that pops in mind for you?
Me? Oh, I have two, actually.
All right.
That pop in right away. I don't know why. I have no idea why. But every single time I hear that Neil Sedaka song, Laughter in the Rain, I smile.
Oh, that's a great
I have no idea why.
You know why? I bet I know why. I bet it was played at a dance when you and Marianne were both in high school, and it brings back a subconscious memory of your days of yore. That's what I think.
That and the old Club Med song. Hands up, baby, hands up.
Oh, yeah, that's fun.
Yeah.
The Club Med song.
Yeah, that's the old Club Med song.
I have to go look that up.
I'd have to say mine would be Here Comes the Sun.
Sure.
The Beatles. I love Don't Stop Me Now.
The Queen song?
Yes. But, and you're going to make fun of me, and that's fine. You can make fun of me.
Is this going to be like a Spice Girls or something?
Well, those are happy too, but every time I hear the Cupid Shuffle, I just, like, I want to dance. I want to move. It makes me happy. It doesn't matter what I'm doing.
Welcome to the Schumann Bar Mitzvah. Let's do the Cupid Shuffle.
I love that song. Every time it turns on my playlist when I'm working out or something, I run faster. I'm laughing. I want to dance. I know it's stupid. And it's the same beat over and over and over. It just makes me so happy.
It's like the chicken dance. It gets everybody on the dance floor, you know?
The other ones I can do without, but the Cupid Shuffle, for whatever reason, just makes me happy.
I have a serious answer for you.
You do.
And it's really these opening notes to this song. I think they're the most beautiful ones in all the music. I love it. Oh, yeah. Does it get any better than the Beach Boys? Does it get any better than the Beach Boys? That's pretty good right there.
Yeah.
Is there a song that's your go-to happy song? Puts you in a happy, happy pants kind of mood. 732-774-4444. If you'd like to call, I got all lines open for you. You can text the very same number. Really like to hear your answer on this, or just Facebook it to us. There you go. You're He Said.
She Said.
Let's say congrats again to Valerie in East Brunswick. She picked up tickets this morning out of the Boss Ticket Window. Go see Adam Sandler at the Prudential Center. We'll have those again tomorrow morning about 7:20. Show info now on the website. Also, congrats to Cindy from Wall. She picked up $100 early bird about 6:30 this morning. Got the hundo, and she's qualified for $5,000. $5,000 in your hand. Cash is back here. 107.1 The Boss. You want the hours we're going to play this afternoon? We're doing it two more times today. Could win up to $500 cash, and you will qualify when you win it for the $5,000. Just click that 107.1theboss.com. We'll send you the hours we do it so you know exactly when to listen to better your chances of winning. Also, I just played the Pat Benatar song. I heard from Harry in Red Bank said he's all excited to get his tickets. And Van Dusen has got them for you if you want to win some. Pat Benatar, Neil Giraldo. She takes her hubby everywhere she goes. They'll be at the State Theater. Boss Roadie's out there in New Brunswick, April 16th. So show info on that, too, 1071theboss.com. Dusen will have those tickets for you about 5:20 tonight. Meanwhile, our He Said, is going. We're talking about your happy song, a song that always makes you happy when you hear it, improves your day, poof, just like that.
Tara said Sunshine Day from the Brady Bunch.
Okay.
It's a fun song.
Okay. It's a goofy answer, but
you
I'll go with
it. Just see them all dancing down the stairs.
I guess so.
Text from 0929 said, my happy songs are It's a Beautiful Morning and Dancing in the Moonlight.
Marsha.
And a text from 3412 said, isn't she lovely, Stevie Wonder? Brings a huge smile to my face every time I hear it.
How would he know?
That's not nice. That's not nice.
Joking aside, he wrote that about his daughter. So yes. If you listen to the album version, they've got a little audio of her cooing to him. So it's a cute song, it is. It's your happy song, right? Hi, it's the Boss.
Hey, Bobby. Yeah. Boy, Scott from Thomas River, hey, Rochelle. How's my friends doing?
Hello.
What's going on, people? I got two songs. Depending on what kind of mood I'm in my situation, my first one would be Eddie Money, Two Tickets to Paradise.
Yeah.
And the second one would be AC/DC, Thunderstruck.
Yeah, that's a crank it up kind of song. That's a good cruising song.
It most certainly is. If you want another one, you can go with Hollywood Nights with Bob Seger.
Okay. Well, Bob Seger sucks. So I can't agree on that. But
Bob Seger sucks. Well, we won't put that one out there.
No, that's okay. I'm just giving you a hard time. All right, thank you, my friend. I appreciate the call. Hi, it's the Boss.
Good morning, Robbie. How you doing, pal?
All right, what you got, big guy?
What a Fool Believes by the Doobie Brothers.
Yeah.
I love that song.
Yeah,
that puts you
one.
In a happy place. Big smile on Ray's face, huh?
Yeah, there you go. It's definitely a big smile, yep.
All right, buddy. Thank you. Hi, it's the Boss.
Hey, what's happening?
How you doing?
All right, buddy.
What do you think?
Listen, hey, the song that puts me in a good mood, calms me down, is the Little River Band, Cool Change.
Yeah, that's a good song.
Yeah, that's a great song.
They were on with us not that long ago. That's a good bunch of guys there, too.
Oh, that was a hell of a band, man. It really had good music, but... Hey, if you get a chance to play it,
but
it is.
Nah, I don't know. All right, I'll give him a little. Yeah. This is not usually our repertoire. This sounds like our sister station plays all the elevator music, but I did dig this up.
Did you say they play elevator music?
Yeah, a little bit they do. Our call is important to you. Please stand by for the next available representative. This is his happy song?
It's a good song.
I'm not saying it's a bad song.
It's a good song. Sailing on the cool
and bright clear water. He must have been smoking a doob when he became a fan of that song.
It's a good song.
It's fine.
Not every happy song has to be totally a beat.
That's what I mean. It's kind of like
doesn't have to be. It just like makes you happy.
Also, just for those that don't know, Rochelle's father, who we don't speak to, is a big Bob Seger fan, so now I have to hate Bob Seger by default, but I don't really hate Bob Seger.
No.
So a song makes you happy every time you hear it. We'll grab a couple more. 732-774-4444. Call us, text us, Facebook us. We had the lady call yesterday. She was saying she used to work at the Jim Beam plant.
Yes.
It's like, oh, my God, I got so excited for a second. She went, oh, no, that was years ago. I said, oh, all right. I was hoping you can get me a discount crate of the vanilla-flavored Jim Beam.
Great.
That's my drink of choice. By the way, did I mention this yesterday, Joe? See, I have to check in with Joe after I go to the doctor's now.
Oh, yes.
He holds me accountable. All my enzymes are good, despite all my boozing all these years. I'm in good shape.
That's good.
You believe
it? I know. Yeah, no, see, isn't it good to know all this?
Yeah, I got to tell you, they give you this portal now. where you log on, and then they got all your information up there, and they show you what range you're in and everything. Rochelle and I must have spent an hour and a half.
They've been doing that for years.
Okay, well, it's new to me because I haven't gone in a long time. Last time I went, he gave you a little slip of paper with bad handwriting. But I go on there, and I was so fascinated. I'm like, what range am I? I turned it like a competition with myself to know my range for cholesterol and for all those things. It was very fascinating. So I am. I have to admit, I will eat some crow and tell you I'm somewhat glad that I did it.
Yeah. No, you should be.
Yeah.
So. Now you got to do it again, a year from now.
That's right. And he did say that if I'd like to come in and work on my my dad bod, that he has some suggestions there. But he's like, well, take a vitamin, meditate. I mean, I'm not going to meditate.
No, you can't. No, you can't do that.
Man, what am I, George Harrison? I mean, come on.
Yeah, right. Nah, that's dumb. No, but you can take some vitamins. That's not bad for you.
I take the vitamin D. I've done that here and there during the winter. What other vitamin should I be taking?
You can just take a multivitamin.
Yeah, take a multi.
That's all you need to take. And I take individual vitamins because I take different doses of each one because I'm a psychopath like that. But if you take a multivitamin, it's got it all in there.
Yeah, Rochelle's one of these people. She's like, your allergy's bad today? Take a couple Zyrtec. Like, it says very clearly on the bottle you're supposed to take one in 24 hours. She's like, you'll be fine.
No, they're dosing you the same thing that, like, Lola, who's 12, is supposed to take one Zyrtec.
I think she's supposed to take the children's version.
No, she's
12
not.
And under. Is she
no,
not?
She's not. 12 and up, take the regular one, and you at your height and size.
Careful.
I'm just saying, you'll be fine.
Well navigated.
Is what I'm saying to you. You'll be fine.
Listen to him cackling over there.
Listen, you'll be fine. Don't worry about it.
You can't see it here because this is radio, but she's going, and she's, she's got her arms going. It looks like like she's lifting Shrek out of the swamp.
That's not what I meant. I'm just saying she's 12 and you're not.
Yeah, I know what you're saying, but.
I wasn't bad. Just grab a handful of them. You're good. Don't worry about it.
You got no sniffles. Your nose would be dry as a bone. It'd be like Yellowstone. It'd be tumbleweed coming out your nose. You'd be just fine. I was a little high on the stress test, though. So they do think I need to find ways to reduce my stress to avoid the risk of depression. So,
well, that's not going to happen.
I say you got to ask for the medication. They don't just give it to you. You have to ask for it.
This is why I wanted to be friends with the lady at the Jim Beam plant. I figured she could help me out.
Well, that'll work.
Calm me right down.
Nothing like a bottle of Jim Beam to stop you from being depressed. That's
awesome. By the way, we are not medical professionals, so please, if you need help, don't listen to any of this baloney that we're spewing here. This is just our opinion. But, Joe, have you had the vanilla? I got to tell you, the vanilla Jim Beam is just delicious. Oh, gosh.
I am not. I love vanilla ice cream and stuff like that, but when it comes to, like, vanilla that they put in these things, I don't like that at all.
See, what I do is I mix a little bit of the Red Label, and then so that's just get that real burn to it. The Johnny Walker, and then I put the Jim Beam on, and then mix it. Oh, it's not too sweet, I'm telling you.
Cool.
Last time I was at your house, I drank you out, so I probably owe you a bottle anyway. I'll bring one over next time.
Yeah, right.
I know. As soon as I said it, we know it's not true.
That's another thing that's not going to happen.
I brought you a bottle of Zyrtec. Enjoy.
Yeah, grab a handful. You're good.
You're good to go, baby. That sounds like an Elton song, doesn't it? Don't go canceling plans. Thank you, Nick. Look at how my mood has improved talking about all these happy songs.
You're welcome.
I was so grumpy an hour ago.
You were.
So grumpy.
It's He Said. Yes. She Said. Yes. With Robbie and Rochelle.
It's your happy, happy, happy song. Man, a lot of answers on this one. The song you put it on, it automatically puts you in a good mood. What is it?
Elaine said Poker Face.
The Lady Gaga?
I'm guessing so.
Lady Gaga, do your Lady Gaga impression for everybody. Yeah, that's... I don't know why I enjoy that so much. Do it again.
Ooh.
Okay.
James said Two Princes by Spin Doctors is my feel-good song.
Right.
And Joy said Copacabana by Barry Manilow.
His name was Rico. Now, didn't you have a bunch for Walking on Sunshine, too?
Oh, yeah. There were like 10 different answers for that.
That's one I might have to throw in a little bit. We don't play that all the time.
Yeah, that's a fun song.
That is a fun kind of summer. Usually we play it during the summer, but I wonder to see if I can dig that up. Hi, it's Boss.
Hi, good morning.
Hi.
Good morning.
Have an answer for us?
I do.
Okay. All ears.
My happy place song is Born to Run.
Oh yeah.
That's a great song.
Yeah, I've heard that a couple of times over the past week here because we've been giving out the Bruce tickets, and it always makes me think of the kickoff to summer that Joe does for us every year.
Yes, and I roll down my windows and crank it as loud as I can, and I love it.
All right, we'll get that on a little bit later on today for you. How about that?
Oh, that'd be great. Thank you so much.
Hi, it's a Boss. Good morning.
Bye. I know it's not, like, new enough, but Sweet Caroline.
Oh,
I was in the audience when he sang it at the Winter Garden.
Oh, fun.
Yeah, we played that the other day for the blast-off on Friday morning, so that's a great song.
I love it. It's just like, and he sang it twice, and it was like the beginning of it becoming what it is. You and know, every time I hear it, I stop. We're right where I am.
Sure. I was going to say, you know how that band Joe's friends with always sings Boston Sucks during the chorus? It's kind of ruined the song for me a little bit, so.
Yeah, but the Boston Red Sox sing it, and I'm not a fan, but yeah. They sing at every, what do you call it, a hit.
Well, that's why Joe's friends do that to me, to troll me, because I'm a Red Sox fan, so. But that's my problem. Don't you worry about it.
No, it's okay, because I wanted them to win the damn World Series and get it over with.
Yeah. Well, there you go, sister. Thank you for calling. Have a great day. 107.1 The Boss. Hi.
Hey, what's going on?
How you doing?
Good. Listen, I got a song for you. You ready?
Yeah.
If you ain't got no soul, if you don't like The Twist by Chubby Checker.
Listen, I was just talking. It's funny you say that, because about a half an hour ago, I was saying about artists that are not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Chubby should be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. That song is a classic. It's an American classic.
Listen, you got to be cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. You don't start jumping and bopping around when you hit a twist. Are you nuts or what?
That is yeah. I got nothing left to say. Thanks for the call. Hi, it's The Boss.
Hi, I'm calling for this song.
Yeah, what's your happy song?
Celebration.
Oh,
Three
yeah.
Dog Night?
That's fine.
Or are you thinking Cool in the Gang? You must be thinking Celebrate Good Times, that one.
Yep.
All right.
And Dancing Queen.
Yeah.
I love ABBA.
Yeah. Goes to show you how old I am. I thought of Three Dog Night before Cool in the Gang. I don't know how that happened to me. But thanks for your call. It's a song that always makes you happy every time you hear it. Keep that going on Facebook and the Text Connect anytime. We do check them even after the show all day. 732-774-4444. It's a good one today. We had some fun with this. Thanks for helping with my mood today. I know I'm here to entertain you, but you made me feel good. So thank you for that.